Well, as I said in the introduction, clocks go forward an hour on Sunday. So do remember to change any time pieces by putting them forward an hour when you go to bed on Saturday. Then you will be in full control of the right time when you wake up Sunday morning. And of course, it's British summertime, so enjoy. Dusk is now at 8:10, so that's the time to switch the lights on and draw the curtains. And now for the answer to the last edition's quiz question, when we asked you, after what is London's Fleet Street named? After what is London's Fleet Street named? Now, it used to be the home of printing presses for many national daily newspapers. Is there any connection there? Has Fleet got anything to do with speed? Or even ships? There's plenty of choice, but none of them are correct. Fleet Street is named after the little-known River Fleet, which flows into the Thames. So congratulations if you knew that. Now we've got some items of information, especially for you listeners. Firstly, the RNIB charity launches a new bid for more sight issues help. The RNIB charity has launched a new petition calling for more help with sight loss. Called Out of Sight, it calls for those needing help and support to get it when and where they need it. The charity explains, thousands of people with sight loss remain lost in the hidden scandal of vision rehabilitation. Life changes after sight loss, sometimes overnight, often in dramatic ways. Done well, vision rehabilitation equips people with new ways to stay independent, to get around, adapt their work, do the weekly shop, and enjoy hobbies. However, the reality of this support is stark. Over a quarter of local authorities in England left people waiting for more than a year for a vision rehabilitation assessment and subsequent support. Threadbare services mean people wait without the support they're legally entitled to, at risk of physical accidents as well as mental health crises. This failure cannot continue. We call on all UK political parties to commit to ensuring people with sight loss get the emotional and practical support they need when they need it. Secondly, a new group to ease the effects of suicides. A free suicide bereavement support group to help those affected by the suicide of a loved one being launched by Mid and North East Essex Mind, the local mental health charity. The death of someone we love and care for is difficult, but when that death is due to suicide, it brings added complexities. It can be isolating, as there are often unanswered questions, feelings of guilt or anger, which can prevent us from moving through the grieving process. Mid and North East Essex Mind offer support to those who feel that joining a group could be beneficial. So this group welcomes anyone affected by suicide, whether they are family members or friends. It will run for 6 sessions, every first Wednesday of the month, starting from April the 3rd. They will start at 6:30 p.m. and end at 8 p.m. at the Mid and North East Essex Mines Colchester office at the Constantine Centre, 272A Mersey Road, Colchester, CO28QZ. The Suicide Bereavement Support Group is free, but spaces must be booked in advance by calling 01206 764 600. That's 01206 764 600. If the attendee has sight issues, special arrangements will be made to accommodate anyone who gives them a lift to and from the sessions. And thirdly, ensure you have medication for the Easter holiday. Patients across Mid-Essex are being reminded to order any repeat prescriptions that they may need ahead of the coming Easter bank holiday. It comes because every bank holiday, NHS 111 sees an increase in people getting in touch about repeat prescriptions. Therefore, people are being encouraged to be prepared by ensuring there is enough repeat prescription medicine to last over the Easter bank holiday, and ordering ahead of time if needed. Repeat prescriptions can be easily ordered using online GP services, via your practice's website, or on the NHS app. If you do not have online access, you can phone your GP practice to order prescriptions. People with a long-term repeat prescription are advised to ask their GP about electronic repeat dispensing, which can allow a doctor to sign off 12 months' worth of prescriptions at once, which means prescriptions will be ready for collection whenever people need it without the need to place their regular order with their GP practice. I'm now going to hand you back to my colleagues for more local news.